Kelly Clarkson is ready to talk about it.
You know I'm pretty much the worst with timing.
It being her marriage and divorce, which was finalized last year. Now, it may seem strange to say that Clarkson, of all people, is ready to talk. She's an Emmy-winning daytime TV host and a multi-genre music superstar known for powerful vocals and lyrics.
You know chemistry can sneak up on ya.
But in 2020, after nearly 7 years of marriage, she filed for divorce from husband Brandon Blackstock. She turned to music, started writing songs about the experience, but the pain felt too fresh to share.
It wasn't until, like, we've had the songs for a while, and I just was like, I can't put it out yet. Like, I can't talk about it yet. Now I can talk about it because I'm through it.
3 years later, those songs make up her 10th studio album, Chemistry, which is out today. Clarkson takes us through the highs and lows of love.
The person is magical. You're in love. There's sadness when it doesn't work out. There's that kind of chemistry of holding on to something that you shouldn't. There's just all these different types of chemistry that you can feel in a positive or negative way.
When I talked with Kelly Clarkson about Chemistry, I pointed out the fact that a lot of people are already defining it as a post-divorce album. And Clarkson, she doesn't exactly see it that way.
I mean, I get why they're saying that, but I was very adamant about making it more than just that, like the negative of like what can happen from relationships. Because Favorite Kind of High is not a breakup anthem. Like that's like a, you know, it's almost like that lust that you feel for someone right off the bat, that chemical reaction that you have with, you know, very few people. There's other parts to the relationship. It's not just the sadness or the hurt from it.
How did you know you were ready to let the rest of the world in on what has been a deeply personal situation that you're exploring through your music on this album?
Well, that's a great question. I kind of gauged which songs were going to make the album with what was kind of already out there without me having any control. Whether it be court documents or whether people knew like certain things or what they thought they knew, like, you know, there's just a lot already out there. And so I kind of gauged
about
like,
your divorce and your relationship, you mean?
Absolutely. So there was just so much was public. So I kind of gauged on like what I would allow people to get in, you know, involved in like the lyrics and like, and then I kind of picked songs too that I felt like weren't so exact for me, like it could be relatable to many people, like Lighthouse.
I didn't choose sober, but my eyes can look away. I see our true colors. Lately we've been looking gray.
I mean, even I Hate Love, like there's things that people relate to that aren't so pointed at just my life. So I was particular about which ones I chose for the record.
I want to ask you about another song on your album that I keep listening to, trying to figure out. It's the song Rock Hudson.
You were my Rock Hudson. It was real, but it wasn't. No one ever saw it coming. I was never what you want.
Kelly, tell us about this song.
So Rock Hudson was like my favorite when I was like a kid, even now. He was just like the perfect movie guy, right, for me. And, you know, whenever I got in this relationship, it was literally like, I even remember our first date, like it was just literally like everything was like a movie. That kind of love that's just so beautiful and intoxicating and exciting and safe, you know. That song, it just poses that thing of like, says I won't dance anymore. I can't do this in front of the camera anymore. I can't like try anymore. I'm like, it's exhausting. And it's exhausting to play the part. And who wants to play a part, right? Yeah, I want it to be real. I don't really want a movie. Like, I want it to be real life. Like, you know, so what you see on camera is not always what is really happening. But I just thought people might relate to the idea that even if you work in a cubicle, you know, you're coming to work and you're smiling and not everybody knows what's going on in your everyday life. No, I won't let you control.
People might be surprised to learn that the actor Steve Martin appears on this album in two different ways, in the lyrics on the song I Hate Love and playing the banjo on that song.
I hate love. It's a sometimes. Mama, I'm sorry for using that word, but I only use it when it applies.
How did that happen?
I literally wrote this song and I had the lyric in there because I love It's Complicated and I do feel like that movie is more real life than The Notebook, and I was like, I'm gonna make a joke of this.
And the notebook lied. It's complicated is more like what happened, so you can keep Gosling and I'll take Steve Martin.
I was very sarcastic. I think it's the second verse of I Hate Love, and when I did it, I showed my producer, he was like, oh, that's quirky, that's funny, like how you tied in the two movies. And I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, so I actually have an idea to maybe ask him to play banjo on it. I know it's like a pop punk kind of song, but I just really feel like it would be cool to hear banjo on this, and it'd be cool if Steve Martin actually played on it since I'm referencing him and he's an incredible musician. And I asked, I literally, like, I didn't know him. I still have never met him because when he was able to record it, I was actually shooting the talk show. So it was very cool of him to say yes.
I am sure that there are people who are going to be listening to this album after going through a divorce or a breakup themselves. What do you hope that your music says and does for them?
I think anyone going through something like that, the tough part about it is, because I've had plenty of people since my divorce, like, come up to me, and like so many people, to talk about it. And everybody's situation is so different. The heartbreak might be similar, but there's no one that can really know exactly your situation, right? So that's so isolating and you feel so alone. I remember even after I wrote my whole record, like, I remember Lucius ended up coming out with this album called Second Nature, and oh my God, like, I relate so much to so many of those songs, and to find a connection like that is so healing. And like, to find, I don't know, that you're not alone, and like, just, I hope that my album does that for someone, what Lucius's album did for me.
I put together my broken, let go of the pain I've been holding. Don't need to need somebody when I got me.
Kelly Clarkson, her new album is Chemistry. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, absolutely.
But now on the other side, I remembered I could fly.